The origin of high energy emission in the young radio source PKS 1718-649 by Małgosia Sobolewska et al. We present a model for the broadband radio to GOM Meterili Metereter array spectral energy distribution of the compact radio source, PKS 1718-649. Because of its young age, 100 years, and proximity, Z equals 0.014, PKS 1718-649 offers a unique opportunity to study nuclear conditions and the jet-host galaxy feedback process at the time of an initial radio jet expansion. PKS 1718-649 is one of a handful of young radio jets with GOM Meterili Metereter array emission confirmed with the Fermi LAT detector. We show that this GOM Meterili Metereter array emission can be successfully explained by inverse Compton scattering of the ultraviolet photons, presumably from an accretion flow, off non-thermal electrons in the expanding radio lobes. The origin of the X-ray emission in PKS 1718-649 is more elusive. While inverse Compton scattering of the infrared photons emitted by a cold gas in the vicinity of the expanding radio lobes contributes significantly to the X-ray band, the data require that an additional X-ray emission mechanism is at work, e.g. a weak X-ray corona or a radiatively inefficient accretion flow, expected from a liner-type nucleus such as that of PKS 1718-649. We find that the jet in PKS 1718-649 has low power, L_J approxy meteret light year EQ 2.2 t meters 10 to the power of 42 erg s minus 1, and expands in an environment with density N_0 approxy meteret light year EQ 20 centimeters carat minus 3. The inferred mass accretion rate and gas mass reservoir within 50 to 100% are consistent with estimates from the literature obtained by tracing molecular gas in the innermost region of the host galaxy with SINFONI and ALMA. This was the origin of high energy emission in the young radio source PKS 1718-649 by Małgosia Sobolewska et al.